Today is one of the greatest feasts in the church year. It's Pentecost Sunday. And this Mass is also a Novena Mass. This is the third day of our Novena in preparation for the parish fiesta, which is next Sunday. So the official date for the Feast of Mary, Mother of the Church, is actually tomorrow, the day after Pentecost. But we're celebrating the fiesta next Sunday, so we get to celebrate Mary, Mother of the Church twice. If you go to Mass tomorrow, again on Sunday. Anyway, the theme chosen for today's Novena Mass is a beautiful one: Mary as the Chosen Woman. Mary as the Chosen Woman. Now, there are a lot of ways we could approach this theme: Mary as the Chosen Woman. Who chose her? Why was she chosen? I hope you don't think right away of beauty pageants or something like that, or who was chosen as Miss Universe or Miss Spain or Miss Brazil or whatever. Raise up your ideas, raise up your minds and heart to something much greater, because who's the real queen of the universe? Of course, the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we should acknowledge, first of all, that Mary is the chosen woman because God himself chose her. That's enough. The Holy Trinity chose her. She's the daughter of the Father. She's the mother of the Son. And she's the bride of the Holy Spirit. So that's enough for us to call her the chosen woman. But we can say more, because here in this year of St. Joseph, we should also acknowledge that Joseph chose her. Joseph chose Mary. In fact, you could say he chose her twice. He chose her as his wife when they were betrothed, and then he chose her again when he learned that she was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. After the dream, the angel said, "Don't be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home." And when he woke, he did exactly what the angel said. He chose her. Then, also in this 500th anniversary year of the faith in the Philippines, we can also say that the Philippines has chosen Mary. She's the chosen woman of the whole country. I'm sure you know the famous description of Filipinos as a people in love with Mary. Sa iba't ibang wika, no? Pueblo amante de Maria. Pueblo amante de Maria. O bayang sumisinta kay Maria. Totoo yan. People who love Mary, who have chosen Mary. And then we can take one step further. We can say this very parish has chosen Mary. This parish, after all, is named after Mary, Mother of the Church. And we're in the process of constructing our new church building in her honor and under her protection. So all these ways we could call Mary the chosen woman, different ways to reflect on her. But with all these ways, we have to choose something. And since today is Pentecost Sunday, it seems best to put together Mary and the Holy Spirit, to focus on Mary as the chosen woman of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so that's what we'll do now. The Holy Spirit and Mary, the Holy Spirit and Mary. It might seem to some people like this is two different topics, two different people. I can imagine somebody asking me, which one will you focus on? Will you focus on the Holy Spirit because it's Pentecost, or will you focus on Mary because of the fiesta? In fact, the Holy Spirit and Mary go together in a profound way. Yes, they're two different people, of course. Two different people, in fact, very different. One is a divine person, a third person of the Holy Trinity, and the other is a human person. In fact, a very simple, lowly woman born in Nazareth some 2,000 years ago. So they're nothing alike. You could almost say that one of these two is everything because he's God, and the other one is almost nothing because she's human. But they go together. And this is what I want to reflect on. the relationship of the Holy Spirit and Mary, the chosen woman. A simple way to begin reflecting on this is to start with what we say when we profess the creed. When we profess the creed, when we profess our faith in Jesus Christ, we say that we believe that Jesus Christ our Lord is the only Son of the Father, and that he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. We know this from the creed. But just a stop for a moment on this expression, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. The Holy Spirit and Mary, two key actors in the miracle of the incarnation. How did God come into the world as man? How did the Word become flesh? How was Jesus Christ brought into the world? By the action of the Holy Spirit and the cooperation of Mary. So she's clearly the chosen woman, the uniquely chosen woman. Now, this process doesn't stop with Jesus' conception and birth. That's what we say in the creed. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. But it doesn't stop there, because this is how Jesus always comes into the world. He is always conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. So just think about this for a moment. Think about all the ways in which Jesus is present in the world. And you will find him there always as the fruit of the Holy Spirit and Mary. Always. Start by thinking of his public life, of course, but that's the obvious one. He obviously came into the world and walked on this earth because of the Holy Spirit and Mary. But extend it. What about the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist? He's here right now. What about his presence in the sacraments? What about his presence in the action of the priest? What about Jesus' presence in history? Jesus' presence in the church? Jesus in our midst right now as we gather for the Mass? Jesus speaking to our hearts right now, including all of you who are joining us on the live stream. No? Jesus is here because of the Holy Spirit and Mary. He's the fruit of heaven and earth, this collaboration of God and man, of God and woman. So when we honor Mary as the chosen woman, we're not saying she was chosen a long time ago, for an important moment in history. We're saying she is the chosen partner of the Holy Spirit for the constant work of making Jesus present in the world. The chosen woman. Okay, that's the principle. That's the dynamic all the time. But since today is Pentecost, we can look not only at the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. Very clearly, he came forth from Mary, the chosen woman, but we can also look at the birth of the church in Jerusalem. The church, after all, is the body of Christ. The church is Jesus Christ present in the world, continuing the mission of Christ in the world. And of course, this beginning of the public work of the church is of course a work of the Holy Spirit. That's what we heard about in the first reading. The Holy Spirit is this fire that comes down from heaven. Divine fire. If you wonder why it's such a hot day, that's why. Oh, fire coming down from heaven, very hot. Of course, it was hot yesterday too. But that's the image. And the Holy Spirit is this strong wind that we heard about. He's the divine inspiration and strength that filled the hearts of the apostles, started them off on their apostolic mission. Okay, the Holy Spirit, for sure. But what about Mary? What about the chosen woman? Well, she was there. She was there. I'm sure you have seen pictures of the, or icons of the event of Pentecost. It's always 12 apostles, and usually Mary right in the middle, and the tongues of fire are coming down on all of them. Mary's in the middle of the cenacle, in the upper room. She's there. She's praying with the church. She's praying for the coming of the Holy Spirit. She's praying with the church and for the church. She's giving birth to the church. She's the mother of the church. That's why we call her that in this parish, Mary, mother of the church. Really, she becomes mother of the church at the cross. But it becomes obvious today. It wasn't obvious at the cross, but that's where Jesus said, "Behold your mother." He said that to the beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." He didn't say, "Behold my mother, take care of my mother." He said, "Behold your mother, you, church, here's your mother." Okay, but what we're reflecting on here is this same dynamic process on display of the Holy Spirit and Mary working together. Now, let me add this idea that Mary, the chosen woman, also teaches us how to respond to the Holy Spirit, how to collaborate with the Holy Spirit, because we too are chosen by God. Yes, Mary's the chosen woman, but we're all chosen, especially when we're baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. We're chosen, but unlike Mary, we're not perfect in our response to the Holy Spirit. There's an art to this, and we have to learn this from her. Part of the reason why we have to learn it is because the Holy Spirit usually works in secret. Sometimes there's a dramatic display, you know, wind and fire. Sometimes, like there is on Pentecost. But more often, he's subtle. He's secret. He's gentle. He's like the wind. Jesus says he's like the wind. You can feel the wind, but you don't know where it comes from and you don't know where it's going. That's like the Holy Spirit. So we have to learn how to be moved by him. Mary is the greatest at this. Mary herself, though, because she's a humble woman and is usually very quiet and easy to miss, we have to choose Mary. We have to choose this woman to guide us. We have to make her our chosen woman, our mother. Have you done that? Choose Mary. Ask Mary to teach you. Ask Mary, our mother, to teach us, her children, how to follow the Holy Spirit, how to welcome the presence of her Son, how to work with the Holy Spirit. She works with the Holy Spirit so that we will be transformed in the likeness of Jesus Christ. She does this joyfully. She does it readily when we ask her, when we choose her. Let me conclude then with a little prayer that comes to mind. This prayer is often used by people in the Marian movement of priests. And it comes to mind because it acknowledges the collaboration of the Holy Spirit and Mary, the chosen woman. The prayer goes like this. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. It's short, but very, very beautiful. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Amen.